Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon from Fort Lauderdale. This is Nate Clarfeld with Stonewall Live, the best of gay and lesbian books, film, and media talk on Blog Talk Radio. Today, my guest is somebody very close and personal to me. I'm going to do a disclaimer right away. My husband, a retired psychiatrist, is working on having a novel published. While we don't want to give away any spoilers, it is a mystery novel. It is a gay and lesbian genre. But what we want to talk about today is the nuts and bolts of how to get something published. Everyone says they have a book in me and they just have to get it out. And now here's my husband, author, and all-around nice guy, Raphael Clarkfeld. Hello.
Hi. It's good to be on your show, Nate. I've heard your show at other times with other authors, and it's always been enjoyable. So
good.
Ask me what you need to ask me, and I'll do my best to answer your questions.
So hold the phone closer to your mouth. I think you're fading a little bit. All right, so what's your book about, just briefly? Good. That's
well, it's called The Tainted Heart. It's a psychological suspense novel, and it's about a 19-year-old lesbian college student, a very attractive girl, who, after her heart transplant, falls in love with her soulmate, and then experiences death threats and a murder attempt. And along with this, tumbles down a sort of a rabbit hole of endless intuitive revelations. A very important part of the book is the concept of these intuitive capacities that she doesn't realize she has until she has a surgery and she finds herself in love and in a dangerous position. She learns that she can speak with her lover telepathically, that they can read each other's thoughts to some extent. She also experiences premonitions, and these premonitions have to do with a murder that occurs in the hospital down the hall from her. And then she has two premonitions that this is going to occur, and she tries to tell people, but it doesn't really copy with anybody that this what she's dreaming might really happen, or what she's experiencing in a trance might really happen. So the concept of, you know, two brains in this, one is aware and intelligent and dealing with things that occur in her daily interactions with other people, and the other part of her brain is in another world, perceiving things that are going to happen or might happen, and being a very frightening place. That's how it begins. In any case,
so how much of this book did you draw on with your psychiatry background?
Quite a bit. I realized is I was in a writing class with Dr. Marjorie Lyons, and Marjorie, her class, people were writing all different kinds of things, poetry, memoirs, books, novels, and I just started writing a story that was just coming to mind, and it was evolving, and I'd write a little bit for each class, and didn't really think I was writing the novel for a long time. And then, the novel started coming together in my mind, and there were things that I really wanted to include in it that had to do with psychiatry, and that has to do with intuition. I believe strongly that we have intuition that gives us valuable information and that we need to pay attention to it. And most people don't. You know, they have thoughts that are intuitive, but you sort of write them off as, you know, it's just my mind tricks with on me.
Yeah.
When in fact, many of these things happen. So, you know, it's it's like pay attention, you know.
So. Yes, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, so many times we're told to go with our gut feeling, but we second guess ourselves. So really, it's kind of an art listening to your intuition, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is indeed. And I think it takes several confirmations. In other words, you have a thought, you wonder if it's going to happen or not, and then it does, and then you become aware that you have this other sense that you need to pay attention to. Some people never get in touch with that, you know.
Yes.
Maybe
yes,
they don't
right.
have it, you know. So,
do you think that people don't have it or they don't recognize it?
I think mostly it's that they don't recognize it. I think probably everybody has it. Now, to varying degrees, you know, some people are extremely intuitive. Like, you know, I've been listening recently to a program that has to do with people who help solve crimes because they're able to view the crime remotely and tell police officers what happened. And it's that kind of thing. That's a very those people have a very powerful intuitive sense. Other people isn't so strong, you know. But I think we all have it.
We're good. I think you're right. Okay. So how much of this book? Obviously, you're not a lesbian. Obviously, you're not a college student. You're a psychiatrist, not a heart surgeon. But how much of this book is real life?
It's all real life as far as I'm concerned, because I do believe that people have these abilities that Terry Ramsey, that's the main character's name, finds herself having. But I think probably not as strongly as she has them.
Okay. Good. All right. So let's go back into the brass tacks. Okay. So you spend several years writing this book, secluded in your office, and I tried not to bother you, but I did a lot. And you got it finished. What was your next step when you had the first or second draft? Did you have an editor? Did you have a sounding board?
Yes, I had actually asked Marjorie Lyons to edit the book with me, and we went through it chapter by chapter and did that. So I wanted it to have good English and, you know, proper punctuation and all those kinds of things. And I also wanted it to sound, you know, to compelling story. So I felt I needed a little help with that, since this is my first novel. And I had a novel writing friend of mine, Lloyd Meeker, also helped me. I talked to a couple of friends, including Lloyd, about who were also writers, to ask them about, you know, how to get it published. And I did. Lloyd looked at it, and he thought that it being a suspense kind of novel, that it needed a little more drama in it than I had included. And so I made some changes with Lloyd also. So I've had input from a couple of different people. You know, after the fact, after the novel was written, to make sure it was okay. But
Okay, great. I do. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I do remember
something about that you wanted to ask her.
No, I mean just in general. I mean, so you had people look at it, made recommendations. Then what was your next step after you felt it was like ready to roll?
Well, I started sending it in to literary agents. In order to do that, you have to put it on, you have to have a short form sort of to describe the novel and the author's background and things like that. And I've had a lot of difficulty with this and haven't been sure why all of the time. Right now, I see literary agents looking a lot for young adult books, and I can say this would be a book that young adults could read. It isn't written just for young adults, but you know, it would suit young adults in the older age group, you know, say 17, 18. 19 years old, around in there.
I think it'd be young. I've read the book. I think it could go younger than that, actually. I don't know that you've been around. They're pretty sophisticated now. These young kids are very sophisticated. I think junior high. I think 13, 14 can do it, could handle it, at least. There is very little sensitive material in there. I mean, it's not pornographic. It's mildly erotic. But it's very mild, less than you see on a Hallmark TV show commercial. All right.
Yeah, it has a couple of love scenes in there that are somewhat graphic, but that's about it, you know, in terms of guidance for teens, et cetera.
So what was the hardest part going into this? What has been the most difficult thing that you have had to do?
The most difficult thing has been the publishing part. I can't. I've sent this in to 40 literary agents and have gotten turned down by every one of them. And, you know, I'm really not sure why, but it may have to do with the writing. I'm not certain. Seeing as how just three of those 40 have read it.
Only three of the 40 have read the entire book.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
At least they said they did.
Okay,
but they didn't want to publish it. So,
okay, yeah, but it
and
they
gave
it,
me no feedback about what was wrong.
Well, they never do. I don't think of it.
Yeah,
that being,
no.
But isn't part of the problem that publishing itself is having a lot of problems? I mean, very few books make money. Very few books that publishers think make money. I mean, not everybody's a Harry Potter or a Michelle Obama book. Do you think that has something to do with it, that there's just so few books that are now even breaking even?
Well, yes. I think since the the coming of the electronic book, publication is not that expensive, but there are also so many people who want to publish, who want their stuff published now, that the volume of works that these literary agents review a day. I have no idea how many they review per day, but it looks to me like there are really a lot of them, because some of these literary agents, I can tell from the website I use Query Tracker.
Okay, listen, we've got to say goodbye. We're about done.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well,
I enjoyed
it.
Me too. Take care. Bye-bye.
No.